Letters and Manuscripts, Volume 12, 1897. White, Sunnyside, Currumbong, New South Wales, Australia, December 9, 1897. Previously unpublished. Dear son Willie, I received your letter and thank you for it. May and Ella came in with the two boys to hear the letter read. We all feel a little surprised that you do not say when you are coming home. We are glad the tracks have come just now. One brother, who is convinced of the Sabbath in Stanmore, is a printer. He thought he could use the type to work out of his pay hours, but he was not permitted, so we are glad for these just now. I will send you another to put in tract form for New Year. We ought to have a printing press, where we can get our own printing done. I have any amount of choice matter, which I would like to get printed. I will send to the Echo office to get some of this matter printed. I would like to understand the cost of this work. I hope the type will not be distributed until more copies are struck off. Shall we distribute these tracts free and not sell them? I think that would be the best thing to do. I have to leave here tomorrow for Stanmore, unless Elder Haskell thinks we had best not come down. It has been very rainy. The rain commenced Monday in Sydney, on Friday in Currumbong. We came home Monday night, and it rained all the way. It rained all day Tuesday, and has rained in showers today. The ground is well refreshed now. After reading your letter, May said, I do not want to disappoint Sister Walker. If she really wants to come, let her come. Brother Starr said he wished to have her stay with the mission in Stanmore and not do anything to tire her. She could be a little help in instructing others by relating her own experience. He told me this before he knew that you had asked her to come here. I withdraw my objection, but the facts remain the same. We will do our best.